Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. Happy new moon. Now, today, the 11th day of the first month, 111. Angel number 111 is all about paying attention to your thoughts, because our thoughts become our reality. What we think up, what we dream up is entirely possible. Our dreams, our goals, our hopes, our wishes, our manifestations are all within reach. And angel number 111, as well as the master number 1 in numerology, all supports all of us making our wildest dreams come true. And the fact that a new moon is happening today on 111 is, well, astrologists and many people I follow are saying today is the luckiest new moon of the entire year. So let's take advantage of that. If you are open and receptive, I'm going to channel energies to help you not only visualize all your hopes and dreams coming true, but also letting go of any limiting beliefs, patterns, old programming, old stories of survival, so we can begin to fully thrive. We're going to plant some seeds and we are going to nourish them. So you don't have to be able to visualize for this to work. I am channeling the energies to help this, no matter if you can visually see within your mind's eye or not. You can think it through whenever I give you prompts, or you can just be open and receptive and allow the letting go process and then the energizing and activating process. So it's all up to you, and you don't even have to close your eyes for this. For me, visualizing, it helps to close my eyes, or just getting in that receptive state. So if you're driving or anything like that, no problem. Just be open and receptive and allow your intentions to flow through you. And it still works, I promise. All right. So take a deep breath with me, and I am going to go ahead and connect to your energy. If you allow, all you have to do is think or say yes. Okay. Now, visualize, think, or just allow that you are in this glorious field. There's wildflowers everywhere of every single color. There's trees off in the distance, and you can see this glorious, slow-moving river right in front of you. It is serene. It is peaceful. It is absolutely wonderful. The sun is shining. The moon is up as well. You can see the new moon in her wondrous glory as well in the sky. Even a few stars are twinkling. You're being supported by the sun, the moon, the stars, the cosmos, and Mother Earth in this moment. In fact, at all times. Okay. The water is glittering with different colored lights, reflecting the sunlight, the stars, and the moon. And you feel the need to just step into the water. It's not deep. It is the perfect temperature for you. It is refreshing. It is comforting and soothing. It only goes about to your knees. And I would like you to just let go of your stress, of your worries, of the old programming, all the old stories that you told yourself to survive. I want you to just allow and let go. Let it all flow into the water, and the current is going to take it all away from you. transmuting, because the water is magic. Everything we're doing is magic right now. And it is flowing it all away from you and transmuting it into hope, into love, into compassion, and so much more. Take a deep breath and just say, I let go. And we're letting go absolutely of everything that is not in your highest good. Everything holding you back, everything keeping you down, the old stories and the old thoughts of lack and scarcity, we let that go. We let it flow out of us into the water. And it's just flowing away. All your burdens, all your worries, all your stress. Allow and release. One of the biggest hurdles I see is people not letting go. Allow yourself to just let go. If you have to, make tight fists and then let them go. Open them up in a fast action and just release the heavy baggage that you're carrying. Choose to release everything not in your highest good from all parts of you. We are flowing these into the water away from you, and it is being changed into nourishing energies. Mother Earth, the cosmos, all do that for us regularly. So just let it go and let it flow away from you. I am sending energies to, of course, to aid this process. Keep breathing, my loves. One more deep breath and let it out with a sigh. Feel the relief. Okay. We are going to go ahead and step out of the water now. And you're going to walk through the wildflowers, absorbing the colored energies, everything that is in your highest good, the energies that support all your hopes and dreams, that support your highest good, that support your heart and your soul. Draw them in from the flowers, from the grass, from the stars, from the sun and moon, from the air itself. Just absorb. I am channeling energies to help smoothly and gently integrate all of these energies for your highest good now. Just allow. Choose to accept these energies because you are completely worthy of them all. All the blessings, all the wonderful feelings and energies that support you, that nourish you. They are here for you now. Just accept. Find a nice little spot and you can sit, you can kneel, you can stand, whatever's comfortable for you. And we are going to inspire you and sending in so much hope, so much peace and serenity and security. And I want you to think about all your hopes and dreams, all your manifestations, everything that's far into the future and even more immediate, and anything in between. Imagine for a moment if all of your hopes and dreams came true and it was all here now. You were in that moment, you have achieved everything you want. How do you feel? How do you imagine yourself feeling? Do you feel fulfilled? Happy? What would you be doing every day? What would a normal day look like? Think about it for a few moments. I am channeling energies to support all of this. Dream big. What feels right for your heart? I am sending energies to help activate every single one of your hopes and dreams. And we are grounding them into your reality, the physical reality here and now. And what I would like you to do is think, visualize, perceive whatever you need to do, that all of your hopes and dreams, you are holding them in your hands. It can look like a seed, it can look like a flower or a tree, something small, or even just energy. Whatever it looks like for you, whatever thought pops into your mind is right for you. But you are holding all of this in your hands, and I want you to plant it in the ground right in front of you. Dig a little hole. The sand is nice and soft. The soil is rich and nutrient. Once you've got it planted, go ahead and cover it up. And you'll find beside you a little watering can with some of that river water that we just came from. That magical, nourishing, and cleansing water. And we're going to sprinkle that water over what you just planted. And trust that the sun, the new moon, the stars, and the earth are all nourishing your hopes and dreams right now. Everything that you just planted, even if it's things that you are currently working on. We are nourishing all of that within you now, within your heart, within your physical body, within every single layer of you. And I am sending so much love, so much support. Oh, so many different nourishing energies, whatever is meant for you, whatever is right for you and your hopes and dreams, your manifestations, I am sending. Just accept. Let it all flow. Take a nice, big, deep breath as we ground this into Mother Earth and connect everything to Source, to the heavens, to the air, to the sky, whatever verbiage you like most, and trust that the universe is conspiring in your favor. It is. Your spiritual team is helping make all of this happen for you. Your higher self, your heart and soul are conspiring and aiding you in all of this. So trust your intuition. Trust that the inspirations will come. Trust that you are 100% supported in all of your hopes, your dreams, your goals, your manifestations, everything. Take a deep breath. Now, the next step, allow your higher self, allow your spiritual team, the universe, nature to inspire you, to guide you. Trust your intuition, especially all those little intuitive hits that come in saying, hey, you're on the right path. Oh, that's really interesting. Go check that out. If you feel really, really fulfilled about something or really excited about something, follow that. Take the next step, do the research or sign up for that program if you can, or apply for that job, or whatever it is that's for you. Follow your intuition on the next steps. Sit for a little bit and check in with yourself and be like, all right, I have this really, really big goal. I need to break it down in itty bitty steps so they're easier to get to. What can I do to help me get there? What can I do now to help me take off and thrive. Small steps start an entire journey. Small steps continue us on our path, even if it twists and turns. That's where the adventure is, anyways. So have fun with it. And anything that seems like it's a little more fun than another option, that might be the area you need to really look into. Because if something just lights your heart on fire, it's like, yes, go for it. Find little ways to do it now, or at least start now. That way you don't get overwhelmed looking at the big picture. Small steps make huge, huge progress over time, I promise you. Take a deep breath, come out of the visuals or the perceptions or whatever you needed to do for all of that to happen. Trust that it is all happening in your favor, that everything is going to work out. It truly is. Even if we can't see the way forward right now, it is going to work out. It will. I love you. I support you. Now, I offer tarot readings with energy healing, activations, channel messages from your guides every single week with my uniquely inspired group healing session program. You can find more information in my link tree. It is a subscription-based program because you get to spend an hour with me every single Monday. And we're pulling cards, we're channeling energy, and you always get the replays. So even if you can't join me on the live, you can watch during your schedule because everyone has different schedules and you can fit it into yours and you can still benefit from all of the energies. That's why I love technology. The universal energies that I flow, they are there for all time. You can rewatch this episode as many times as you need to and get the different energies that you need to. You can still benefit from the new moon energies next week if you watch this again. So go for it, save it, rewatch it later just to get a boost of energy for your manifestations. Whatever you need to do, I love you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.